We've been working with local emergency planning committees for a number of years to try to get the simulator down to Southeast. You guys do have a seismic risk down there, and we want to educate people and let them know what they should do during those strong earthquakes.
So what's on tap, and when can people see it?
On September 10th, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the Petersburg Fire Station, we're going to have a public event. People can come down, experience the earthquake simulator, get shaken up, and hopefully we can get them a little seismic safety information that they can use during the next big earthquake.
Is this a free thing?
It's a free event. We just want people to come down, feel what that strong earthquake is like, so they have that experience in their mind when that real earthquake occurs. What we want people to do when they feel these strong earthquakes is to drop cover and hold on. There's some misinformation out there about what people should do. Sometimes people get next to an object. That's not what we want them to do. We want them to get under a sturdy desk, a table, even a chair, drop to the ground before the shaking throws them to the ground, cover up the back of their head, cover themselves from all those falling objects, and then just hold on till the shaking stops. It's more of the turtle philosophy as opposed to the rabbit philosophy.
And this particular simulator, how strong of an earthquake does it reproduce?
Well, we will be simulating about a 7.0 to a 7.1, but it's an approximation of a real earthquake. The earth can really shake in very dynamic ways, and our mechanized earthquake can really just kind of go back and forth and up and down. It's an approximation of an earthquake, and people can get a good idea of how violent and jarring real earthquakes can be. And with that education, we hope that they'll take it and drop cover and hold on when they feel that strong earthquake.
Okay. And would you characterize this as something, a fun thing to do, or is it pretty scary ride or something, or?
Well, I like to say people come for the ride, but they leave with the experience. I've been in it many times, and each time I ride it, there's always a moment where I am like, wow, this is really strong and powerful. And in that way, it does a good job of simulating the effects of an earthquake. When that earthquake hits, it is scary. And so people need to have that experience, and hopefully they'll take the recommended earthquake safety action, which is drop, cover, and hold on.
Anything else to get the word out about?
Just in addition to the drop, cover, and hold message, we'll be encouraging people to build 7-day emergency kits in the lower 48. They say to have enough supplies for 3 days. Here in Alaska, we say 7 or more. It's really important for people to be prepared and self-sufficient. I think Alaskans as a whole, as a group, we're a little bit better prepared, but that's because we face bigger risks, bigger hazards, and we're more isolated. So it's important for people to have those emergency kits as well.
What's the most commonly important missing item people don't have? Is it water, food, something else?
You know, I think that folks are all different. You know, like I don't have a lot of water in my emergency kit, but I live right next to a creek, and I have the ability to purify water, boil water. And so here in Alaska, some people might have a large amount of food because they go out and do subsistence hunting and fishing, and that just means stocking up on a lot of food, having your freezer full. So I would say maybe the item that people least often have are some things like prescription medications that they need on a regular basis, or over-the-counter medication that they may need for allergies or whatnot, eyeglasses. Some of these little things can really make a big difference during a disaster event. If you don't have your reading glasses, that's going to really impact your ability to be self-sufficient and affect your own situation and become more of a disaster survivor than a disaster victim.